Flying Cool Tech 41, July 10th, 2005. Hello, y'all. I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this show. We have an exciting show coming up next. Oh, well, this one too. But after this one, we have Robert Carter interviewing Jonathan Mosen about the new Empower product from Humanware. So be looking forward to that. Thanks again for all the great reaction to the show through email, especially, and some voice comments. Today's show, we're going to be talking about Windows Media Center. Windows Media Center is a special version of Windows that Microsoft aimed at the home entertainment market. There are actually a few Media Center machines that even look like stereo equipment, and some of the features of most of these machines is that they have quiet fans and they're good looking. They're made to go into the living room. The particular one I have is a Hewlett-Packard M495C. I've actually got it sitting in, I guess you'd call it an entertainment center. It's a big piece of furniture that's got a huge spot for a TV in it, and then to the left is a glass door for stereo equipment, and then underneath there are large doors to store tapes, or, well, nobody uses tapes anymore. Whatever you want to store under there. I've just got games and old VCRs and junk like that. But on the very left edge of the underneath side, I have my HP computer. And this probably isn't the ideal setup. In fact, I had to end up taking that door off because it was getting too hot in there. But it doesn't look bad. It's a good-looking machine. It's got some dedicated buttons on the front for radio and TV and so forth. Plus, it has connectors in the front for audio and video and so forth. And it's also got connectors in the back. So I have, I think it's called an S cable, S video, that connects to my TV. So when we want to watch a DVD, this machine actually now has replaced my DVD player and my stereo. So when I insert a CD, Windows Media Player comes up and it rips it straight to the hard disk, and it starts playing it in the meantime. In fact, let me go grab a CD while we're doing the preliminaries and the backgrounds. I just found an old CD that I wanted to rip anyway, which I haven't done yet, so I'm going to walk down into the basement here where I think I put this yesterday. We were cleaning up a room. Yes, okay. Oh, yeah, I'll do that one too. The one I want, though, is this Patsy Cline CD. Just found this after many years of loss. But anyway, the interesting thing about this Media Center is that it provides functionality to record TV shows. In fact, any kind of TV that you watch on it is automatically recorded. So it's kind of neat to watch the news, and then when a commercial comes on, you can pause it, go do something or whatever, come back, and then you can, you know, it's built up a little bit of time ahead of itself, so you can just get past the commercials. So I'm just going to put this CD in. Okay, so our standard autoplay menu comes up. Alright, and actually I thought I had this checked to always do that. I'll check that box now.
Always do the selected action. Check box unchecked. Check. Okay, button.
So next time I insert a CD, it'll just automatically start doing it.
Cancel button. Dialog auto play. TM cancel button. What do you want Windows to do? Play. Music Windows media player. What the hell is new dialog compact flash?
So it starts playing it, and it's actually ripping it now. This is the easiest ripping software I've ever seen. I used to recommend CDEX because it was accessible and it was easy, but this is even easier, and it's actually quite a bit faster. You'll see, I think you'll be able to hear the CD eject. Well, it gave us a little bit of a hiccup there. So, other parameters of this machine, I believe it's a 3.2 megahertz. I've had it about a year and a half now, so it's not the total latest, and it's an Intel processor, so it's using the hyper-threading technology, which, by the way, if you have not tried, is definitely worth getting. You know, it pretty well eliminates this whole business of having your computer where it starts acting sluggish if there's something else intense going on in the background. So with this hyper-threading, you can encode to MP3s or you can just do anything, and you've still got your full power. Well, I said this thing's ripping. Let's make sure.
Okay, button. Cancel, button. What do you want Windows to do? Play. Using Windows media player. What the hell is new? Okay, button.
Okay, we'll get out of that.
Done. FTP score auto-mentalized. PPR prime time grid options.
Okay, I want to keep my. I didn't realize it had this set. Because I've got mine set to MP3 right now. So. Alright, now it's started. And of course now it's ripping. I can hear the CD. So let's just time this. I think it'll be less than a minute.
Stop rip. S button. Corner button. Space bar render. Group in. Windows media button.
I don't know when they added some additional ripping or encoding parameters there, but I've got mine set to, I believe, 192 and MP3, of course, just mainly because MP3 is more widely supported on more devices. So, one of the neatest things about this, though, is that even better than TiVo when we finally get into the media center part of it, is that you have a free subscription to the online guide. And this online guide is accessible. In fact, when I was reading when I first ran it, it didn't work with speech. I was using Window Eyes. And I got to looking at the help, and it said that it should be accessible. It uses MSAA 2.0. So I got to looking a little more, and it said that, you know, using Narrator. So I thought, oh my gosh, do I have to use Narrator? But indeed, I do. We have a component at APH called APH Speech Environment that I ran it with too, and Narrator would have been okay, but it won't let you change the voice. You know, it's stuck with that Microsoft SAM or whatever it is, even if you have other text-to-speech engines. And when this thing gets through, I have the option set to have it eject the CD, so you pretty well know when it's finished. But so when I first ran this with Window Eyes, it apparently Window Eyes does not use MSAA 2.0. It must just still be using the 1.3. I have not actually tried this with JAWS yet, so maybe if one of you listeners knows the answer to that question, you could let me know. It did work with that APH speech environment. I had to, you know, normally the speech environment does not hook all applications, but I modified it to do that just so I could test this, and there it's finished. Okay. So that was a pretty darn fast rip. And let me put the CD back in its case, because it's confusing to have lots of loose CDs around. So let's go look and make sure this thing is on my machine. And I think I've got a shortcut to music.
Michael
McConnell,
type file,
CWIN, yellow, 11,
106, Michael McConnell,
my playlist, type, file
folder, paper, my file,
So, it ripped it that quickly. Alright, I'll go ahead and close both those. And now let's get into Media Center. There's a shortcut to execute Media Center. And there's also a remote control that comes with these Media Center machines, and there's a big green button in the middle that gets you into this. And the shortcut is Alt Windows Enter.
Media Center.
And then you get that sound. And what I'll do, I'm going to show you this. Well, let's go ahead and start Narrator. I've got a hotkey. Actually, I believe Windows U will start Narrator from anywhere anyway. I thought I had read that somewhere earlier, and that's even true with the logon screen, just as a tip. Okay, so once you've started Media Center, you can just press Enter because you're on my TV, and your TV will start.
The 2,241-mile journey to the top of the podium in Paris begins right here
Let me turn this down just a little bit.
Unlike past prologues, this flat, fast course creates some serious separation.
Now, you'll notice, too, we're just watching live TV, but it's recording it. I can go back. Well, that's where we started. Then we can go fast forward. Now we're caught back up with it, with the real time. So what it is Control B backs you up, I believe, 7 seconds, and Control F moves you forward by 30. It's kind of meant to skip commercials. All right, so we'll hit Control P to pause. And what we can do is a couple of things, but the shortcut key to get into the guide is Control G.
Bicycle Racing Show.
So we're in a show called Bicycle Racing. And we can either press the right arrow to see what else is on this channel.
PGA Golf. So.
PGA Golf. Let's go back left.
Bicycle Racing. So.
And let's go left again, and we'll see what channel this is.
5WLKE. Pro Weather.
So that's 5WLKE. Or actually, I think it's Y. Which that's a problem too, because there's no way to review with the narrator. Now, once you're in this column, you can move up and down to go see what all the channels are.
4WHAS, Pro Weather.
So, there's channel 4WHAS, and we can press right arrow to see what's on right now.
PGA Golf. So.
PGA Golf. Or if you don't, if you want, you can. We can just down arrow and look through each channel to see what's on. So this will be 5.
Bicycle Racing. So. Countdown to Green. So. American Gigolo, so. Shopping Kentucky on it, so. And Ronica, so. Abbott and Costello, so.
Abbott and Costello, and that's on what channel?
10WFD, World Weather.
Channel 10. Now, another thing you can do is press enter while you're on the channel part of it.
Abbott and Costello, who's typing.
And then you move from show to show. Because if you're looking at it in the main grid there, it's by half-hour increment. So if a show's 2 hours, you'll hit right arrow 4 times to get past it. And then you can also lose track of what time it is. But here, in this view, you can see exactly what time everything is.
3:30 p.m. Andy Griffith Show, who's typing. 4 o'clock p.m. Teach Me to Trade Stock Market Investing, who's typing. 4:30 p.m. Pay Programming, who's typing.
Okay. Let's say we want to record this. Teach me.
4 o'clock p.m. Teach me to trade stock market investing. I'll
show you how easy it is. We can press enter on that.
Record. Push button. To press.
And we can either press record, or we can hit the down arrow.
Record series. Push.
And we can record the whole series. It's that easy. So I'll just go back up to up arrow.
Record. Push button. To press.
And then we'll record that.
4 o'clock p.m. Teach me to trade stock market investing.
And then if you have a conflict, there's a conflict schedule, conflict resolution screen that comes up. Now, I'm actually using Media Center 2004, but in version 2005, you can actually schedule your shows through an internet connection too from other than home. So that would be pretty cool, depending on how much of a TV junkie you are. So what we're going to do now is press backspace. And another one. And there's guide. Now we can use the arrows to look at the rest of the options. There's settings.
Search.
Recorded TV. Let's see what we have recorded already.
Sort by category. Radio button. Check to select a different item.
So we can sort by category.
Racing and overnight. Jeopardy. 6:01,
so there's Desperate Housewives from 5:01.
Desperate Housewives.
And if we want to watch it, you can just hit enter.
Play, push button, to press, use space bar.
So it actually gives you a choice of play,
delete, push button,
or delete,
keep until,
and you can put a date.
Record series, push button,
or you can tell it you want to start recording the whole series.
Not playing, broadcast. Quest, record series, keep them, delete, push button, play, push button.
So let's play.
Use space bar.
Previously on Desperate Housewives.
Oh. I'm a child. Let's skip all this.
Tampering with Crypto, Susan Meyer won. Of course, it took Susan a few years to realize even the best of parents.
We're going to back up a little bit.
Room for error.
Julie, what is Zach doing out there? I thought I told you not to speak to him anymore.
I'm not. That's why he's throwing gravel at my window.
Now, let's back up.
Zach, what do you think you're doing?
Actually, let's go. Oh, I paused it. Let's go pick a different show. I'm backspace backs you out of your menus, and there's a key on the remote to do this too. Most of these Media Center computers actually come with a wireless mouse and keyboard, so you can actually use the keyboard for your remote too. And when you're watching TV, you can just type in a different channel number and hit enter, and it goes to that channel. Or you can hit page up and down on your regular keyboard to go from channel to channel. Okay, here's Ghosts of Mississippi. I had already started that. Here's kind of something interesting. It picks up right where you left off, even. So it says resume or resume. So I can hear that. Alright, we'll pause that. Let's back out. I'll hit it again. So now we're back to the main menu, so we'll keep going up. And besides watching recorded TV, you can view pictures, videos.
Online Spotlight, menu item.
Online Spotlight is kind of like plugins. So there's third-party applications that give you connectivity to other things on the internet. And I don't think this is very accessible at all. I could be wrong about that. I hadn't had much luck with it.
Play DVD, menu item.
And then you've got Play DVD. Usually, though, the easiest way I've found to start a DVD is get Media Center going and just pop a DVD into the player and it'll start playing it into the drive. There's settings.
More programs.
Radio. So you also have a radio. And there's presets on here and so we can go from station to station. And we'll pause that. And the interface between all these is very similar. You know, Control P, just like in Media Player, pauses. And then here's my music. This actually isn't usually the way I do music, so I'm kind of experimenting with you here. That must be why. That part doesn't speak. Alright, we'll back out of it. Oh. It could be locked up. Or we can't tell what the heck we're doing. Alright, let's see if we can quit Media Center. The way I usually do the music is I have in shared documents, I have shared music and then a shortcut on the desktop that just opens that folder like we did earlier.
Media Center.
Yeah, Media Center seems to be locked up, so Yes, we'll go to the... We're going to go here and kill it. Alright, let's get back into Media Center. So I don't know why my music locked up like that, but it certainly did. So we were at my music, I think. Yeah, and then my TV. So, and when it comes up, you can configure it to go straight to TV. And if you pick TV, you get a choice of guide.
In America, just not this one. It's David Christie. It's first case in the good line.
Push button. In the good line. Push button. Recording TV. Push button.
So, well... Actually, let me go ahead. So I'm in here now, and I can go to the next channel. Let's say I want to go to channel 34. I can just type 34, enter. Well, what's this? Oh, this is the hurricane. Okay. We'll pause that. So, oh, well, one more thing I wanted to show you that's really cool on the guide.
Special coverage of hurricane news, so.
So, yeah, if you ever want to know what you're watching, you can just go to the guide and it takes you right to the channel you're on. I mean, to the show, and then if you want to see the channel, you can left arrow. That's CNN. Now, here's what I want to show you about the guide, though. You can press Control G again,
all on now, push button,
and you get some choices about All On Now,
movies, push button,
or all the movies,
kids, push button,
all the kids shows,
special, push button,
special,
news,
sports,
push button,
and sports. So let's see what kind of movies are coming up that we might want to record. Well, that's not a movie. Maybe there's one coming on right after. Yeah, The Terminator. I hit the right arrow and it got me to The Terminator. So if we wanted to record that.
Record, push button, progress, new space bar, The Terminator, push button, to teach me to trade stock market investing.
So there's our conflict resolution screen.
The Terminator, push button.
And let's choose The Terminator.
Record settings, push button, progress, use, don't record, push button, to keep control, push button, don't make record settings, push, not playing, broadcast, record settings, push button, progress, use, cancel, not playing, broadcast, cancel, save, push button, progress, use,
don't save that.
The Terminator, so.
All right, so let's see what other movies are on.
American Gigolo, so, Andromeda, so.
Andromeda, is that? I wonder if that could be Andromeda Strain.
It runs in the family, so. Matchstick Men, so.
And then you can see what channels these are.
16 HBO, Pro Lander, 16 9WBKI, 9 6 7 8.
And I believe it shows you 2 weeks' worth. And the guide automatically gets updated in the background. So I'll close Media Center, and I'll exit Narrator too. To make sure my music is okay here. Okay. This is actually the way I usually use the music, is just open up the folder. And I happen to, usually what I'll do is take that Patsy Cline CD and use album wrap to wrap all the songs into one file. So as you can see, most of mine are like, that's a whole album. You know. If I want to listen to Al Green. So. Okay, that was a brief demonstration of how Media Center works. I just wanted to give you an overview of it for those of you that are big TV fans and, you know, like to record movies. It's an accessible TiVo. It seems like it even does more than a TiVo, plus it doesn't have a monthly subscription to get the guide. I had to shut my air conditioner off in here while I did this because it's so noisy. So I'm going to turn it back on. And we will call this a show. I thank you for listening to us. Our contact information, if you would like to leave a comment on our line, is 206-984-9203. You can email us with the address blindcooltech@gmail.com, or you can check us out on the website at aph.org/tech/bct.htm. And get ready for this next show. It's going to be a cool one from Las Vegas with Robert Carter interviewing Jonathan Mosen. Thank you, and this is Larry Skukan signing out. Come on, boys. Well, don't trip over yourself, you big dummies. Y'all some good dogs.